Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt der Shabbos, Perigid Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Hakosef, if someone writes, Shteyosios, two letters, Bein Bimino, whether with his right hand, Bein Bismale, whether with his left hand. In both cases, he's going to be Chayiv. Zakt de Batanura. Wait a second, didn't we learn that if someone writes with a Shinui, or any Malach, if you do it not in the normal way, you're not Chayiv? Well, if I tried to write something with my left hand, you would look at this and say, huh? What's that? It wouldn't be the normal way for me to write, and if someone is a lefty and he would try to write with his right hand, it's also not the normal way. So, of course, you're not allowed to do it, but you wouldn't be chayiv on it. So the Batanura explains, Enachanami. This that the Mishnah tells us you're chayiv, both with your right hand and your left hand, refers to someone who is ambidextrous. What does that mean? It means someone who is, as we would call, a switch hitter, so to speak. He can write with both his right hand and his left hand. But someone who's a righty, and it's very hard for him to write with his left hand or the other way around, Enachanami, that person, again, although he wouldn't be allowed to lechatchila write that way, but he wouldn't be chayiv if he writes with the weaker hand. Vayitra zakta mishnah, he would be chayiv bein mishem echad, whether of one character, bein mishnei shemes, or two characters. One character would mean, let's say he writes two alephs. Two characters would mean, let's say he writes an aleph and a beis. So there are two gerses over here, says the Batanura. One shot is, let's say he writes with a totally different kind of an ink. One is technically called ink, the other is called sikra, which is like a red ink. We're going to learn in the next mission, the Batanura is going to explain to us sikra is a kind of a stone that has a red dye. But either way, even if one letter is from one ink and the other letter is from the sikra, he would still be chayiv when you put it together. Some say that it's not samimonias, but rather the girsa is simonias, symbols. Let's say someone writes an aleph as a symbol of one, and beis as a symbol of two. That's what the Mishnah means to say. That's when he would be chayiv. Furthermore, says the Mishnah, in any language, could be French, could be Portuguese, could be Swahili. It doesn't make a difference. Chayiv is chayiv. Amar Rabbi Yaisi says, like, chivush deyaisi yais, elam hashem raishem. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. Rabbi Yaisi says, where do we find writing in the Mishkan? He had it with the boards of the Mishkan, because when they took apart the boards, they made a siman to know which board connects to the other one, like some people do with their sukkahs. So they didn't necessarily make a letter. They could have made any kind of a symbol that shows you this is half the symbol, this is the other half of the symbol, and that shows you that these two boards go together. I'm Rabbi Yaisi. Why are you saying that it has to be a letter? Who says you're not chayiv for any symbol? After all, loy chivush deyosias. They didn't make anyone chayiv for writing two letters. How do I know this? Elam hashem roishim. It's only because of the marking that was done. Shekach hayakosvin. This is how they would write al karshei hamishkan, on the boards of the mishkan, leida, in order to know ezu ben zugai, which was the mate, which one you had to connect it to. So when they took it apart, they knew which ones to put together. Finally, Zakta Mishnah, Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Matzina, we find Shem Katan, a small name, is Shem Gadol, out of a large name. For example, Shem, the letters Shin Mem, Me Shimain, or the letters Shin Mem, Shmuel, from writing Shmuel, Noyach Me Nachar, Don Mi Daniel, God Mi Gadol. Let's explain this. Suppose this person sat down and he said, I'm going to write the word Shimon now. He got a chance to write Shin Mem, or he was going to write the word Shmuel, only got a chance to write Shin Mem. Was going to write Nachar, but only got a chance to write Nun Ches. Was going to write Daniel, but only got a chance to write Dalet and Nun. Was going to write Gadiel, but he only got a chance to write Gimel Dalet. But these two letters, they're all names in their own right. So even though, as the Batanura explains, he didn't finish what he was doing, it was Loi Nigmar Malachdai, and his intention was to write a larger name, and he only wrote part of it, but being that that part is a word on its own, and some people would only write that word of those two letters, therefore he would be chayiv. And the Batanura says that that's the halacha. So let's chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. We learned the rule that you're chayiv for writing two letters. If you're ambidextrous, it's whether with your right hand or left hand. If you're not, then it's only with the hand that you normally use that you would be chayiv on. We also learned it makes no difference whether it's an aleph or aleph beis that you're writing, whether it's two different kinds of ink. It makes no difference in what language, as long as it's a language. Rabbi Yossi says, doesn't have to be a language. It can me any kind of a symbol. Matanura says that the halacha is not like Rav Yaisi. The reason Rav Yaisi says that is because where do we learn writing from? From the Mishkan, and they only made a symbol to know which two crush them to connect. And finally, what did the Rebbe tell us? That if, even if somebody wanted to write a longer name like Shimon, and he only wrote Shin Mem, being that that's a word on its own, he would also be Chayiv.